Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, where the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we're going to talk to you today about if the globalists want your property, they're going to get it. If they want your community, they're going to get it. I look back on my situation and I'll tell you about that. And the hand of God had to be on what we were doing because there's no way we should have won. And I'm going to tell you why you're at risk and you don't know it. There's going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of communities affected this way because these globalist communists that have used these minions to take over our country, they aren't going to stop until they get all your wealth, all your property, all control over you, no rights. You're nothing but an indentured servant or maybe even a slave. We're going to tell you all about it right here on the Common Sense Show. You know, I'm the host. You know who I am. You know what we do. We ask you to share this because we got to wake people up. All right. We've got a really good sponsor here, and it's something I am so proud of. Yeah, I told you the story. Debilitating, life-threatening situation, strip lung linings. Scotty Sack sends me magic Dycol product, the Nanosoma spray. Oh, my goodness gracious. The miracle of my life. It was the miracle of my life. And then I've discovered other uses for it. I've told you one about the knee. People are talking about how the gel can, the Metasoma gel can absolutely help you with cuts and bruises, all kinds of amazing stuff that's going on. Testimonials galore. They tell you how the product works and it's reasonably priced. And it is the biggest breakthrough in alternative medicine history. It's no, not even close. The testimonials are off the charts. They can't hire enough staff to keep up with the demand right now. It's that overwhelming. And I'm not, you know, you've heard me talk about Noble Gold. They're really, really good. I have to tell you, this company is almost right up there with Noble Gold. And you know the regard I have for that company. These people here are making a difference in lives. They can make a difference in your life. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And what we're going into, you're going to need to be in good health. All right, let's talk about something that I think is really, really important. A man's house is no longer his castle in this country. If they want your land, they're going to get you off of it. Let me start with my story, because my story is a miracle. A lot of people gave me credit, the man that defeated John McCain and the globalists. You know, it's kind of like coaching. When you win, you get too much credit. When you lose, you get too much blame. And I think I got too much credit here. I really do. I'm kind of glad we won because it launched me into the media. And I want to make a difference. I want a better life for our kids and then our subsequent grandkids. I don't want America to become the poop hole that it's becoming. And this gave me a forum to express myself. All right. I think the best way to start this, we had our family in Glendale, about 6 blocks from the city of Phoenix. And the typical city problems were becoming our problems. Two stolen bicycles out of our garage, criminals running through our backyard and the police chasing them at 2 a.m. And we just said, let's move. Where do you want to move? Like, away from the city. So we were relocated rurally. Now, anytime you do a West Valley development in Phoenix, the west side of Phoenix and beyond, you have to do an impact statement with the Air Force Base at Loop. Now, we were over 30 air miles away. We had permission of the base commander for our development to be built. And we had a builder, RJ Springer, Gordon Pechtel, really good man. Gordon, thanks for following our show. Great house, great property, great price. We were so happy. I remember when we first stepped out of the car, my wife said, "Do you hear that?" "What?" "Nothing." It's so relaxing. No street lights. You know, we have to put up with the occasional rattlesnake. They become less frequent, though, as the years have gone on. And we've been there, you know, going on 21 years now. About 3 or 4 months into our move in, our neighbors started complaining they couldn't get permits to build anything. Want to build a fence? Couldn't do it. Want to build a pool? Couldn't do it. Wanted to repair something that got damaged? Couldn't do it. They were denying all permits. You're in the way of Luke Air Force Base. Wait a minute. We got this letter here that says we're perfectly fine. That doesn't matter. We are in charge. And that was the attitude we got. Well, I started researching, and one night about 1 a.m., as I was racking my brains, I was on a website called the Maricopa County Association of Government. Yes, I live in the most corrupt county in the United States. And they had a list of these Canamex highways around the state that were planned. Central American Free Trade Agreement, like the NAFTA Superhighway, Canamex, the same thing. And there were four entry points, and there were four communities that were affected, like us. We were one of the four. Tucson, Gila Bend, and the farmers east of Yuma, Arizona, on the California-Mexico border. And I thought, something isn't right here. Why are these people's rights being subjugated? And they were using military bases nearby as the excuse, but all of them had one thing in common: Canamex Highway that was planned to go through. So, me teaching stats, I took the variables, I created a research formula, I put it in the my stat program, SDSS, and I ran the odds. What are these things in common with each other due to chance? The odds came back at 65 million to one. 65 million to one. And I thought, this has nothing to do with this airbase. Never has. It's a cover story. And we knew that anyway. This has to do with globalists that want us off our land. And then we discovered where we had our development, we were sitting on the state's largest underground water aquifer. Well, if you want to build a hub, which they wanted to do right in our area, air, freight, trucking, if you want to build a hub, you have to have water. That's why they chose our area for the hub. And the mainstream media, of course, the Arizona Repugnant, the newspaper that's not worth housebreaking your puppy on, they were just vilifying us. You're anti-Air Force and still sticking that old narrative. It was a bunch of BS. And I started to speak publicly on this. And don't ever do this. I made a mistake. I'm in a hotel conference room, and we had about 300 families that lived in our immediate area spread out. And there were probably about 300 people there. And they asked me what I thought. And I started talking about the Constitution and property rights. You're the spokesperson. Oh, don't make that mistake. So now I'm in all these media outlets, and I'm getting vilified, the mainstream media. Alternative media was pretty good to me. It was pretty good to me. But and much thanks to Ernie Hancock and Frosty Woolridge. But without telling you the entire story and just cutting right to the chase, we were got into an 8-year battle. And in the course of this 8-year battle of me battling the McCain forces, and they threatened me publicly at the state legislature because they just said, for the good of the country, you should just get off your property. And I said, I'm not buying the Air Force Base crap. We know what you're doing, why you're doing it. Your senator that you work for is a co-sponsor of the Central American Free Trade Agreement, and the Canamex Highway is an extension of that, and that's all four areas encumbered, military base. The excuse, come on, who are you fooling? Well, just for the good of the country. And they repeated that again, and I said, well, let me tell you what I'm going to do. Because McCain was talking about trying to get the primary nomination for president. When he's in Connecticut campaigning, I'm going to be on Good Morning Connecticut the next day. And I'm going to tell him what it's like to have him for your property rights as your senator. Bad things happen, Mr. Hodges, to people that do that. They threatened me right there. And it wasn't a month later that we were at our old house that we hung on to in Glendale, and I'm broadcasting upstairs bedroom, and we've got probably 20 family members over downstairs, and I'm interviewing the late Jim Mars and my news director, Annie DiRiso, and I. We're getting ready to wrap up the show, and all of a sudden, eight shots over my house. Two eyewitnesses, dozens of phone calls, according to the police, that took a half hour to respond to shots fired called in the middle of the city. We just got the call. I thought my sister-in-law was going to go to jail. She was just livid at the slow response time. And two guys had jumped out of a van, according to one of our neighbors, and they had the ski masks on and fired the shots over the house, did not fire into the house. And then they took off. No one got a license plate number. We were told 3 weeks later, oh, it was fireworks from 3 blocks away. The cover-up was in for the McCain mafia. And so we were in an 8-year battle. We had four lawyers at different times. They all quit because their partners were told, you represent Hodges and that group, you'll never be a judge if McCain gets to be president. So finally, my good friend Ernie Hancock got us hooked up with the Goldwater Institute. I had to do a political favor for the Libertarian Party, which, I'm glad I did. And we got Clint Bolick to represent us from the Goldwater Institute. He's now an Arizona Supreme Court justice. And they did a magnificent job stopping the abuse of the unconstitutional trying to force us off our land over time. We won. I think we may be the only place in the country that won. And like I said in the beginning, I don't deserve the credit that I got. And I'm on a lot of talk shows, even hit the mainstream media. USA Today talked about it. It was even on liberal talk shows. It was pretty amazing. But like I said, the hand of God, I think, was upon our efforts, because I went through 8 years of frustration. Then we had the breakthrough, and then we won. Now, to the point, unless you're lucky like we were, or blessed, which is probably more appropriate, I'm looking at communities right now that are being devastated. They're basically being wiped out. People forced off their land. The best example I can give in the interest of time is what happened in Lahaina. And I'm sure that was a secondary reason why YouTube kicked me off, because I wouldn't let go of it. I did about 3 months of defending what happened to those poor people. The developers, who the biggest asset manager was BlackRock, they have their hands all over this. Can I say they're complicit in criminal activity? No, but where there's smoke, there might be fire. I mean, I was mindful of that. But let's talk about what they asked the people after the devastation of their community. What are you most afraid of? I would have thought they'd have said things like disease outbreak. How quickly can we rebuild our homes? The effect on the jobs and the economy. Will I have a job to go to? Those are things you typically hear from natural disaster survivors, which the authorities claim this was, and it wasn't. And I'm thinking, what? They're afraid of the developers? That's their number one fear? I better take a closer look at this. This doesn't sound right to me. And then here's what I found. I saw a news conference, and this is what turned the tide for me and turned me into a Lahaina activist. And unfortunately, we all failed. At a press conference, the lying mayor, the globalist governor that visits the UN more than he does his own state capitol, and they had the chief of police, who had just happened to be the chief of police, no, the incident. Deputy Incident Commander in Vegas when they had the Vegas massacre with the concert and all that controversy, CIA shooter, blah, blah, you know, okay. And we went, I've been through all that. Isn't it interesting how he ended up there at the next site of this man? So they said these things. Why didn't you sound the sirens? Said the media. Oh, we only can do that with a tsunami, because if they hear the sirens, they'll run uphill from the tsunami, and they'll run into the fire and burn up. I'm thinking, my suspicions, this is bullshit, probably on the money. And then they were asked about the allegations of blocked traffic. Blocked traffic. Blocking the exits so people had to leave their cars to jump in the ocean. And the fact that the Coast Guard, the Navy didn't get there for hours. Kind of like October 7th, right? With the Hamas raid, hours to pick these people up. People drowned. Some of the people washed up on a nearby island, and they tried to cover that up. Fortunately, a couple pastors there exposed it. But why did they block the exits? Oh, we didn't do that. That's a conspiracy theory. And then we started to get the videos, and I published them on my YouTube site, beginning of the end for Dave Hodges. And you could see clearly the cops turning people back. Some people said to hell with you, and they sped around. So you had the sirens that there was no warning. Okay. And they lied because I went to the state emergency management website for Hawaii. And you know what they said? They said for natural disasters of any type, including fires, hurricanes, anything else, earthquakes, the sirens are to be used. They lied. They lied. They lied about blocking the exits. And then they, there's just so much that was there. You have the directed energy weapons, and thanks to some of the locals there that sent video out that we used, you had burns near the community that went at right angles and spared expensive homes. And why was it that blue roofs were burned? And that's true. I thought that sounded ridiculous until I looked into it. It's true. But the burns were symmetrical. And you'd see a car burned to holy crap at temperatures way beyond a normal fire that were melting steel in the car. And then you'd see a nearby fence, a little charred, rich home behind it, right angle turn on the burn marks. And it was pretty clear to me out on the highway, just above Lahaina, cars were targeted with directed energy weapons. There's no other way to look at it. And I've had experts look at this, and they tell me exactly that. And here's the biggest thing that my takeaway from Lahaina is this, that 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks before the fire, Lahaina was declared to be a sacred site, like a historical preservation site. And the governor said 2 days before the incident, the only way these people will ever be off their land is if a natural disaster happens. 2 days later, a phony natural disaster happened. It was bullcrap what they were saying about what happened. And the truth is in the aftermath. No one's getting their home back. I'll give you an average figure. $800,000 to rebuild. They're getting less than 400,000 on average from the insurance companies, whose major asset manager is BlackRock. The major developer, Keller Williams, major asset developer, manager, BlackRock. But here's the biggest tragedy of all. Yes, these people lost their land, and that's the second biggest tragedy. But the biggest tragedy of all is what happened to the kids. And I don't have time to develop the conspiracy again. I did so over several videos, and I probably should repost them. That'd really piss off YouTube. I should probably repost my information, and I'm sure I still have the videos. Here is what we know. There are 600 kids that aren't accounted for. The number was 2,000. Department of Education figures on their website said, well, they're homeschooled, they moved somewhere else, they did this, they give an update. From the total number of kids involved, there were still 600. And then there's the case of the buses moving, going to the airport, and we see the buses coming through. And then after the buses went through, the school buses, then they closed the exits to everybody else leaving. So they'd burn alive, or jump into the ocean and risk drowning. They wanted those people off that land. A couple of days after the incident, Jeff Bezos came out and said, I'll give $100 million to build a smart city there. And the governor the whole time denied the allegations. We're not going to turn Lahaina into a smart city. Well, that's exactly what they're doing right now. And then there were the cover-ups. They came in, they would arrest people for looking over the fence. Right, they'd take them to jail. Couldn't stop along the highway to see the devastation. So they were hiding, and then they came in, and we got pictures from insiders of them taking the topsoil out. Because, see, directed energy weapons carry an energy signature. They put the, and I covered this with a video, and this actually hit the mainstream media in Hawaii for one day, and then they silenced them. But I actually have that broadcast. I'm sure they deleted it, but I actually ran it on my YouTube site and on my website. And they took this topsoil out in 50-gallon drums, took it out to a gun range, and then they said they were shipping it out to the mainland. Boy, they were really interested in hiding the evidence. Missing kids, cover up, people trapped, no warning with the sirens, the police chief with that really interesting background going back to the Vegas massacre, public officials caught in major lies, Keller Williams and BlackRock fingerprints all over this, developers swooping in now to get what they want. In fact, the whole time they were denying the fact that this could have been done as a conspiracy theory. It could have been done to burn it down and then have a smart city. We found documents on the state of Hawaii website that showed that was exactly their plans. They were going to take cars out altogether. And you could rent a car, but you couldn't drive a personal car. And the rental car was obviously for tourists. So they didn't want to kill the tourist business. But this was just phenomenal, the lies that we caught them in. And today, there's no justice. And what did Obama do? He made fun of them. What did Biden do? He gave $700 per family for a home, average home that costs $800,000 to rebuild. You know, I had some Zoom call participations with some of the elder leaders, protected Native tribes, so to speak, Hawaiian Islanders, good people, appreciative of the attention we were calling to this, which the mainstream media almost gave it none. Folks, this was mass murder, property displacement, cover up at the highest level, UN involvement, use of directed energy weapons, missing children, probably trafficked, and they got away with it. If they want you off your land, you're going to lose. You have no property rights in this country. You have no constitution. We're being run by Bolshevik communists. We have the governor of Hawaii repeatedly going to the UN saying how he was going to turn the Hawaiian Islands into smart islands. 15-minute city kind of crap. This is phenomenal, isn't it? Well, let me close with another story. Cambridge, Massachusetts. Their city council has banned any zoning for new residential buildings. Now you can build an apartment building. You can build a shopping center, but you can't build a single family home now. I believe this is a trial. This is a test run. How's this going to be received? But let me share with you what we do know. The plan, going back to Obama, America 2050.org, I covered that extensively in 13 and 14, 2015. And it became clear before we even knew about smart cities and 15-minute cities. They wanted to get the people out of their homes, particularly in the suburbs, and into densely populated urban areas, smart cities. This is a move in that direction. And then combined with that, you have BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street becoming institutional buyers of single family homes. Before COVID, 20% of homes, residential homes, were owned by institutions. Today, it's almost half. And you know who's leading the way? They don't want you in your house. And also, too, on May 27th, and this is in the Federal Register, Biden has signed into his presidential lawmaking, which is illegal and unconstitutional, the fact that all new homes, all new businesses have to be eco-friendly. The estimate for a single-family home for getting a home up to scale that will pass their climate change tests, $30,000 to $50,000 per home. We already have a crisis that people can't afford to buy homes. Before COVID, $65,000 annual income would buy you a starter home. Today, average across the country, it's about 120,000. It's a 45% increase in 4 years. And this is going to make it a lot worse. You are to own nothing and be happy. Are you beginning to take the World Economic Forum saying seriously, you will own nothing and be happy? This is what they're headed towards, and they want you off your land. You're off your land. I'm one of the fortunate ones. We'll see you back here again next time. If you haven't checked us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv, you should. Bring in an expert, talk about important issues, expose what's going on. Then we provide solutions. There's no show like it. We're getting 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Sign up today, thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you over there. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Privilege and a pleasure to come before you. And we'd ask that you would share this work far and wide. We have still largely an ignorant nation. It doesn't mean stupid. It means ignorant. They're not really sure of these issues. They know there's problems in the government. Most people, they don't trust elections. They know most of our politicians are hopelessly corrupt, but they don't understand how close to total devastation the American public is because of these policies. And in this particular piece, we're going to highlight one of the ways that we're devastatingly close to losing our property rights. And it's absolutely amazing to me that we're putting up with this as a nation. And I would say when you got a trespasser on your land, do what you got to do to get them off. To hell with the government. And I mean that sincerely. Now, we're going to take a look at the evisceration of our property rights, how far it's gone, and what the danger is to you. And if it can happen to Adelaide and Delaro, it can happen to you. If it can happen to Josh Highlander, it can happen to you. We're brought to you by great product. A great product. It's called gold and silver. Here's where I'm going with this. The banks are in big trouble. 1,080 banks, along with a statement from the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, has said banks are going to fail. And when they fail, the Dodd-Frank law can kick in. And just the bank wants to keep your money and your retirement associated with the bank, they can keep it. Can you start over? Well, no, Noble Gold can help you get around all of that. How do I know? Well, I've been an advertiser for Noble Gold for over 4 years, excuse me, 7 years, but I've been a customer. I'll get these words straight here. I've been a customer for over 6 years. And I keep going back to get the right percentage of diversification. And that's really the key. They will help you diversify, and they're not pushing. They won't push you to close a deal. You literally will get the information and have to close your own deal. Okay, I'm ready. Can you help me finish this? That's what I had to say the first time I did this. Best people to work with, most professional outfit I have ever, ever worked with. Now, the federal government wants me to tell you anytime you're dealing in money and precious metals or anything like this, okay, there are no guarantees and past performance can't be construed as future expectation. You know, I kind of wonder about that though, honestly, because I keep going back to Noble Gold because I'm having good experiences. I also sleep better at night knowing that when Dodd-Frank kicks in, there ain't gonna be there much for these people to take. So help yourself. Give them a call. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. And tell them Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show told you to call. Good chance are they'll know who you, well, they'll know who I am. And maybe just roll out the red carpet. What they'll do that anyway. 877-646-5347. 5347. Okay, a man's home is his castle. But a lot of people don't know this. 96% of all private property is not covered by the Fourth Amendment. What? Yeah. 96% of all private property, this has now been quantified in research, it's not covered by the Fourth Amendment. And that's because of a Supreme Court case about 100 years ago called Hester. Now, this was before Prohibition, and federal officials wanted to go on people's property without a warrant to try to find stills and moonshine. Were these people paying their taxes and, all those things that we do to drug dealers? And that's how they looked at this. And the Supreme Court case Hester gave them the permission to do that. Now, eventually, subsequent court cases said, well, there's a curtilage around your home, a fence, you got a small yard, your porch, your driveway. That's covered under Fourth Amendment. But anything beyond that? No. No. Not beyond that. For example, if you live on a, let's say, a 2-acre plot of land in a rural area, like a lot of my neighbors do, you probably have about an acre and 7/8 that is not, it's not protected by the Fourth Amendment. That means that government can come on your property and they can look for things that are wrong. There was actually a case too that verified this in the modern times, the Oliver Supreme Court case in 1984 when we were involved in the war on drugs. Are you growing marijuana? Well, we're going to come on your property and look without a warrant. And the court said, that's okay. That's okay. You have to remember, government is inherently the enemy of all people. And some people think that's a radical view. Why should you trust government? Government is about acquiring resource assets for their donor class so they can stay in power and share in the wealth. That really breaks it down. This explains the whorehouse that's now Congress. Insider trading. You go to jail if you do it, they get rich. Nancy Pelosi's made over $1 billion in illegal insider trading that Congress made legal for themselves. So this is what government's about. People get into government now to enrich themselves and satisfy their psychological need for power over other people. They're not getting into it to benefit the average person. Oh, there's a few exceptions. Jim Jordan, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Boy, when you speak out against the system, they come after you, don't they? Marjorie Taylor Greene, Gates. I mean, these people are good people and they're fighting for the average person. However, and here's the big however, they're few and far between and they support this kind of criminal activity. Let me tell you the story about squatters. Okay, and this is really your biggest threat today. In a lot of states, if you were to go on vacation for a month, and we've done that. In fact, I can remember back after my dad died, and I was worried about my mom. I'm living in Arizona, and I had summers off being a teacher. I used to go stay with my mom for 4 to 6 weeks, try to help her out, enjoying the visit, being with family. But if someone would have come and broke into my home and occupied it, I'd come home and find that I don't own the home and I could be arrested for confronting them. Well, this is what happened in Flushing, Queens, in a million-dollar home owned by Adelaide Ondalaro. She called the cops, and she went to jail. And the squatters, most illegal aliens, stayed in the home. Wait a minute, they didn't pay a dime for that home. She did. Doesn't matter. And then there's the case of Josh Hylander, back to this open field idea that you can't keep government off your open field. They don't have to get a warrant. They can come with a general warrant. Now, let me explain the difference. The way the Fourth Amendment's supposed to work, and this was devised in response to the British warrants over colonial property, where they'd get a general warrant They could come into their house, look through their drawers, look under their bed. Ooh, sounds like what happened to Trump at Mar-a-Lago, doesn't it? That was a general warrant. But a warrant's supposed to be specific, has to have a duration, how long you can do it, has to be specifically what you are looking for, and you can't take anything that you're not looking for, like Melania's underwear. Okay, Jack Smith, what a pervert you are. And then you've got a situation where there's prescribed places that they can look, and you have to convince a judge that there's a probable cause to do all this. Well, a general warrant, which the British were doing to the colonials, they'd come in and try to look for anything wrong. Show me the man and I'll show you the crime. And the Fourth Amendment was devised to stop general warrants. Well, when you can go on someone's property and just hope you find something in a fishing expedition, that's a general warrant. It's unconstitutional, and the Supreme Court is wrong. Now, there are some states, there's seven of them in particular, that have really outlawed the general warrant of open fields. And they've been more specific in what they're saying when they say, well, the Supreme Court got it wrong. But that's a small percentage, seven out of 50 states, not very good. Take the case of Josh Highlander in Virginia. He owned 30 acres, right? He could do some hunting and fishing, and he had an outdoor basketball court for his kids that'll come into play in a second, and life was good. Well, Josh's brother had got cited by game wardens for some kind of hunting violation. It was unspecified. He lives over a county away from his brother, Josh. Well, one day the kids, Josh was in the shower and the kids were out shooting baskets, and the ball rolls over towards the brush and they see a pervert in camouflage clothing watching them. My first thought would have been pedophile coming on the property. And that would have been a legitimate observation. These kids go screaming into the house. Daddy, the boogeyman's here. It's terrible. It's terrible. And Josh comes out, and they don't even have a warrant. These game wardens had pulled up on the guy's property illegally and had got out and started searching for anything that might be wrong, obviously thinking, like brother, if the brother committed some kind of minor infraction, well, maybe this brother did too. So let's go on a fishing expedition on his property and try to find something wrong. Wow. Are you aware of this? So your house, somewhat protected by Fourth Amendment, unless your SWAT team five times like Marjorie Taylor Greene, but the curtilage around your house, but nothing else in most states. Were you aware of that? I mentioned squatters a moment ago. Let me speak to what's happened in my home state in Arizona, and this is becoming an increasing trend among liberal governors. Okay, the Arizona legislature, Democrats, Republicans, bipartisan bill. And it was Senate Bill 1129, sponsored by State Senator Wendy Rogers. And what it did is it basically said that if you find someone on your property, you can call the police. And if the person doesn't leave, that they can be cited and arrested for trespass. Also, any damage they've done, they wouldn't be responsible for. And the Arizona legislature in both houses had testimony of people with squatters that had done terrible damage to the property, just trashed homes while these people were on vacation. Okay, so does this seem reasonable? Fifth Amendment property right, correct? Oh no. Katie Hobbs, who stole the midterm election through the nicety of broken voting machines, 60% of them to be exact, in strong Republican districts in Maricopa County, letting her eke out a narrow win over Katie Hobbs by cheating. She cheated the homeowners and property owners in Arizona by vetoing the bill. I'll have more on Katie Hobbs in a later presentation, but this has increasingly happened. It's happened in New York. It's happening in California. It's happening in Arizona. On and on and on it goes. The total evisceration of your property rights. Now, your property rights are your property rights. It's your property, It's your possession. Anybody intrudes on it, it should take a warrant by the law to do that. I'm not opposed to the warrant process, but I am opposed to general searches under a general style warrant, or really, as in the case of Josh Highlander, people from Game and Fish coming on his property, just looking and try to find something that's wrong and scaring the holy crap out of the kids. Pervert. Anyway, there's more. There's more, because this also applies to the First Amendment. Property rights are like freedom of speech. The First Amendment says your freedom of speech shall not be abridged. And it's speaking mostly to government. Okay, so when government colludes with YouTube and other social media to remove people from their platform, not only is that fascism, which is anti-American, it is also unconstitutional and illegal. But it's still happening. So no longer do you have freedom of speech. When people like the frontline doctors were, well, shall we say, lost their jobs, lost their medical licenses for saying the vaccines weren't safe, they didn't go through the proper medical testing. Well, they didn't. I've taught medical protocols as a matter of research strategy to graduate students doing their dissertations. And we followed medical profiling, control group, experimental group, placebo, blah, blah, all that stuff. We followed all that. Well, the FDA and the CDC did not. The worst shoddy research for the rollout of vaccines in the history of medicine. And they're still doing it. With the latest vaccines, they only tested it on animals, which is violation protocols. And all the animals died and no humans were tested. Here, take your vaccine. And then Biden tried to make it mandatory for just about everybody. This is unbelievable, people, what's happening here with our rights. I like how the liberals say with abortion, my body, my choice. Well, except when it comes to vaccines, right? And my property. No, it isn't. And I'm going to leave you with this final thought. You've paid off your mortgage, as my wife and I have done. We're free and clear. Hear me? It's like saying elections are fair and free. They're not. It's like saying the vaccines that we just took were safe and effective. They weren't. Free and fair. As long as there's property tax, the government owns your property too. You're co-tenants with the government. And if you fail in your obligation to pay your property tax, the government seizes your property. Property tax is one of the five planks of modern communism. And yet we allow it. You never own your property. I thought I would just let this sit with you. Hey, check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. We bring in an expert, talks about issues of the day, many of which people don't know about. We educate them. And then our guests will often provide solutions and options for dealing with these issues. There's no show like it. It's very popular. We're getting 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. That's right. 5-star ratings. Pretty good. TheCommonSenseShow.tv. That's TheCommonSenseShow.tv. Check it out today. You will own nothing and you will love it. We're going to explain the meaning of that in a breaking news story here today on The Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Please make sure you share this work far and wide, because we have a nation to still wake up. A lot of people are awakening, but not enough to put millions of feet in the street to stop this Bolshevik satanic communist takeover of our great country. So please do that. We have quite a remarkable story for you today about Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. You know, we're going to talk about that. You know, by the way, I'm German by descent, so it's okay. I can do that. He's anti-German. He hates Germans. Oh, he's prejudiced. He's a racist. He doesn't like Germans. Germany is a nation, not a race. Anyway, I digress. I am the descendant of German immigrants on my father's side of the family. Very proud of that. All right. We're going to get into everything here too, but first of all, I need to let you know we are brought to you by Magic Daiko. We're on the homepage for the products. You go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges and look at this right here. This is what really restored my lungs. And I want to show you here very quickly here. This is how it works. And I tell you, it works in a variety of situations. But this is the big thing here too. Boosting vitamin C, which you don't make naturally. You have to have outside sources. This is a great source. Regulates the vitamin D3 receptors. It supports healthy aging by supporting your telomeres. And that's really a key to longevity. All right, let's go down to here. You can see here some before and after pictures here of the before and after when you treat. This is incredible. Okay, let's scroll down to here. I use this for my knee. You've heard me talk about that. This is good for your skin. It rejuvenates it, normal healing, promotes healthy skin. People use it on burns and cuts and so forth. But what happens here is we're getting stimulation of a lot of things that promote cellular growth. And let me just read to you this right here. This topical gel helps produce pluripotent stem cells. And I've been talking to a guy that does rehab on knees. And I told him the amazing transformation of doing things I haven't done in 25 years without pain, without swelling. And he says, "Oh, Dave, is it stem cell related?" I go, "Oh, bingo. There it is right there." Okay. Third product right here. By the way, when you look at the before and after pictures here using that gel. This is absolutely incredible. And they have a skin cream. My friend Scotty Sachs is using this on his forehead lines, and they are disappearing. In the 10 months I've known him, they're getting much less noticeable. Absolutely fantastic stuff. And I just got to tell you, this is like a godsend. These products are absolutely amazing. And I really want to encourage you to go and explore this. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. All right, we've got Klaus Schwab stepping down from the World Economic Forum. He's quit. He quit. Can you believe this? I don't want to say a bad word. But he has stepped down as the head of the World Economic Forum as the executive chairman. Now, what's interesting here is that he has held this position for since 1971. Wow. That's 53 years. The World Economic Forum has raised over $500 million in revenue. Interesting. I made a research study one time and I reported this when I was still over on YouTube before I dared talk about the lack of CIA releasing the JFK files and they sent me bye-bye. But when we look at this right here, this fact, this is so intriguing to me because of the fact that you have about six corporations that carry the water for the World Economic Forum. And I was hoping I would find BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. I did. They have six companies and they aren't BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, but the major asset managers for these companies, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. I want to point that out because I'm telling you what, in my humble opinion, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street are my main enemy. They're a bigger threat than the World Economic Forum. Okay, now, Klaus Schwab is sitting on $200 million of Swiss francs cash. He's done quite well at telling the rest of the world you have to do with less. And he has announced his intention to step down. So shared it with an email this morning. And by the way, the Swiss government has to approve this move. He's 86 years old and he's transitioning into a non-executive chairman position. So he'll still have his fat mouth in there telling us, "You'll learn nothing, but I'll have $200 million of Swiss franc." Yeah. Globalists should not worry, though, about their agenda not being carried out. The reports are that He has seeded his organization with nepotism. Family members take up the tyrannical New World Order torch. His children are appointed to high-ranking positions, and his wife, Hilde von Braun, is heading the organization foundation, and she awards ceremonies in Davos. How much money did you steal today? Oh, here's your award, says Mrs. Schwab. Will Schwab and Sons retire on a desert island? Oh, maybe Epstein's Island, I don't know. And will they just watch the end of the chaotic world that they started the demise on? Well, that remains to be seen. But I thought you would find this to be an interesting report. Why is he stepping down at this point? Just stay until you die. I don't really understand it. And I've thought about this long and really long and hard. I don't know. Do you have any ideas? But will there be a shift in policy? No. No, but it is interesting. He's taking himself out of the limelight. Why do you think that's true? Are there going to be more shakeups in the World Economic Forum? I will say this. They are really upset because we are waking up the world. And this is one thing they discussed. It used to be, what was it? Zbigniew Brzezinski said this 12 years ago before his death. He said, it's easier to, it used to be easier to manage 1 million people than kill 1 million people. Today, it's easier to kill 1 million people than to manage 1 million people. And that's because the 1 million people are waking up. This is why I tell you continuously share the work, because it does wake people up. A lot of times I go, oh, this is crazy. You know, I don't know. I didn't used to believe this, but I think there's some merit to this. Oh my gosh, we're in a lot of trouble. And that's a transformation process that people go through. And people say, well, how long does it take? It used to take about 2 years, is what I found for the average person. Doesn't take that long now. It can happen in days and weeks. And the reason I say that is because the proof of this is all around us. The economies of the world are collapsing. Our border is disintegrated. We have social justice and we have corrupt officials, and it's all on display. And the Bible says in the end days, the sins of the leaders will be displayed. It's true. And once you point people in the right direction, they sort of find their own way. And it's kind of like water finding its own level. What I used to say was there's many ways to gain knowledge of the house of the New World Order. You can go through the front door. You can open the garage door and go in the side door. You can go in the back door. You can even come down the chimney. But there's many ways into the New World Order knowledge. And what I mean by that, it's where people are and how they're affected by these policies is what will get their attention. And I tell you this because as you educate people about the globalists and the New World Order, you really have to start with something that'll interest the person. Let me give you an example. I think the last thing you want to be right now is a real estate agent. I'm going to really explore this idea a little later because we're looking at, I think, I believe, a housing collapse because of a Biden policy that's now in the Federal Register. And I'm thinking, okay, if you're a real estate agent, start with this. I'll present that in our next our video. But ladies and gentlemen, you really have to start where people are at. You really do. If you're a car salesman, yeah, they're already on alert. They're on red alert. If you're a bank vice president, this is something that you know you're not going to get out of this unscathed. So you really have to find where people's interests are and then direct them into the corruption and say, this is how it's influencing you. So you say, well, I can't convince anybody. Well, are you presenting areas of interest to the person that would get their attention? And that's really the key. Now, Klaus Schwab, his retirement's a mystery to me. And I don't know that he's retiring. He's transitioning into a less obvious role. And I wonder if it's because his name is associated with tyranny, unscientific climate change, and economic destruction of the West. Maybe someone decided it was time for him to step down because you're omnipresent in terms of the term tyranny. So let's just kind of move you to the side a little bit, Klaus, and we'll have somebody else come in who isn't quite as well known and isn't quite as well looked at as being volatile. That's what I think might be going on. Tell me what you think in the comment section. We'll see you back here again next time. Thank you for joining us.